Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the backroads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 50, Tamales. The Art of the Americas wing at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston is arranged on three floors. The top floor displays contemporary work. The middle floor features artists from the past 200 plus years of what is now the United States. And the first floor contains pre-Columbian and Native American art. Questions could be raised about this benignly implied chronological layout, as many of the Native American works were made well after much of the art on the floors above it. But the topic here is tamales, so never mind. The first thing you see upon entering the wing's first floor are five large pre-Columbian ceramic jars. These imposing, highly ornate earthenware containers are described as ossuaries or funeral urns. The honorary storage of human remains occurs throughout the history of ceramic usage and continues today in the form of urns for people's ashes. I cannot doubt the curator's classification of these objects. However, several years ago, I attended the keynote speech by Foodways historian Dr. Frederick Opie at the 2014 NSICA conference in Providence, Rhode Island, titled Earthenware, A History of Table Traditions and Related Recipes. During the presentation, Dr. Opie mentioned a feast somewhere in pre-Columbian Central America, at which the regal host gifted a very large quantity of tamales to a visiting dignitary. Those tamales had to be put in something, and ceramics were the go-to containers of the day. My conception of those MFA funerary jars shifted radically when I imagined them being stuffed full, not of human bones, but of tasty tamales, and presented, quite probably along with the chef who made the tamales, and the potter who made the jars, to an awestruck visiting noble. This image catapulted the MFA jars beyond the austere, quasi-religious domain of funeral art and into the raucous realities of traditional competitive feasts. A disclaimer here. Although I had eaten tamales before, I fell in love with them many years ago during a sojourn in Nicaragua. A bicyclist traversed the neighborhood every day, hawking tamales from a basket on his handlebars. They were still hot, fresh from his mom's kitchen just around the corner, to die for. I am impressed by the iconographic formality of those MFA jars. But we needn't always consider ornate pre-Columbian ceramics to be intended strictly for religious ceremonies. When I think of jars like these being crammed full of tamales and presented as gifts of high honor, I can only smile. Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember that old adage that seems oddly appropriate to insert here. From the plate to the mouth, the soup sometimes spills.